Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Happy Wednesday. And I know I have been absolutely horrible at this daily podcast since the beginning of January. I'm tempted to pull back for this month and just not say that we're doing dailies, but we're just going to do surprise podcasts as I can get them out to you, because my life seems to be going that way this month. And I'm pretty sure that this could probably be the next probably 8 weeks. So thank you so much for bearing with me. And I am going to get you guys as much content and get this out as often as possible. But just in the meantime, just know that I really want to get this stuff out to you, but I also really have to deal with my life. So that is going to lead me right into this podcast. And that is about prioritizing what matters and what you need to get done. I've talked a lot about prioritization and scheduling and being able to fit life into your schedule. But I kind of got to a breaking point over the weekend where I've been working 6 or 7 day weeks since the beginning of January. And I really haven't had any time to spend on my writing or on these podcasts or on any of the content creation or planning that I have or that I want to have in place for 2019. Generally speaking, December is a very quiet month for me, and January rolls right into so much planning and so much time to plan. This year has not been the case. At work, I've continued with a winter project that, as I've mentioned, is very time consuming. I am putting all of my energy into this project to make sure that it gets done and gets done well. But what that means is that I am working basically 10-hour days, 6, sometimes 7 days a week, just trying to get everything. And not only for this project, but for my entire job that when I'm on site, I don't get to deal with. So even if I only spend 8 hours on site, I generally still have 3 or 4 hours when I get home to deal with emails and follow-ups and just necessary work that I wasn't able to get done on site. All of that being said, on Sunday, I had big plans for my day. I started out with coffee with a couple of friends, and I wanted to come home and get my query letter done and get my chores done and get my house clean and get myself ready for Monday morning and have some self-care time and edit a book and get back to the emails that I haven't had a chance to get back to and finally get a plan in place for the rest of this week or the rest of this month. Realistically, by the time I was done having coffee, I was already pretty done for the day. I had nothing left. I had no social skills left. I was feeling frustrated and angry and miserable. I talked with those friends while I was at coffee, and they basically told me that I needed to pull back and I needed just to do me for the day. And it was great advice, because when I got home, all I did was lay in a bath, do a little bit of self-care, and I ended up with enough energy to be able to rewrite my query letter to a point that I'm fairly happy with it and just relax. Now, I did get laundry done and I did get the bathrooms cleaned, but nothing else happened on Sunday, and it was exactly what I needed. So I guess this is my advice for today. It's short and sweet and mostly just me explaining where I've been. But when life starts to get challenging, you need to take a step back. And you need to prioritize the items in your life that are important and that are going to matter in 5 years' time. If that query letter is going to matter in 5 years' time, by the way, it probably will, you need to find the time and the energy to work on that. Is opening your computer and checking that work email going to matter in 5 years' time? I don't think it will. Is pushing yourself today to get one small thing done, and I'm going to take it back to that 80-20 rule. 80% of your results come from 20% of your actions. So cut back and only do the 20% that's going to give you 80% results. Focus on that and simplify exactly what you're doing today or on those days where you just feel like you need a break. Pull back and give yourself the break that you need, because I understand where you're at, and that was my Sunday. Monday and Tuesday have been swamped with work, and again, I come home and I focus on only the things that I absolutely need to get done, because otherwise I'll be burning myself out. That doesn't mean that podcasts are not important, but getting my query letter ready for actual queries and to be in the trenches, which is terrifying. And I'm going to go into that in probably the next couple of days here. And looking after my family and looking after myself are definitely my priorities. Anyways, that's all I have for you today. I know it was short. I know that it's been a few days since I've gotten back to you, but I am striving to make sure that you guys get these. And I will do everything that I can to make sure I can get some more time in front of the microphone and share with you guys exactly where I am in my process and allow you to share in my query woes. I will talk with you all again very soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.